Good morning, Darren and Jane. Yes, we're in a little place called Khorram, which is right on the border with Afghanistan on the Pamir Highway in Tajikistan. So we've paralleled the border with Afghanistan for around about 500 kilometres, which is a huge, fast-flowing river, which you can actually, and I did, I threw a rock into Afghanistan to say that I could. But it really is an amazing sight down here. There's magnificent mountains, really rugged mountain ranges with snow-capped peaks. Now, the weather here is extremely hot, and the snow is still on the peaks up above 5,000 metres. So we're looking at mountain ranges of 5,000 metres and above into Afghanistan.
And, Brian, where do you stay at night?
Jane, right now you're very lucky to get us. We've been out of radio range, internet range, anything for about a week now. But we stay out in a hotel here. But there's homestays. People advertise on the side of the road, or if you're looking for a bed, all you've got to do is ask somebody and they'll put you into their home or these guest houses, which, shall I say, are a bit rudimentary. But in this part of the world, you've got to leave your Western senses behind and really appreciate where you are. But I've got to say, Darren, you'd appreciate this. The roads are very, very rough and difficult. A lot of sand, a lot of rocks, a lot of river crossings. And we've had a couple of soft landings in the sand. Bogged the bike to the point of I just got off it and it didn't fall over. We were able to dig ourselves out and keep going for a little while. But the roads down here have been cut because of the mudslides, landslides. The major road that we wanted to take through is been blocked and has been blocked for now almost a month. A secondary road right down in the south, almost down to China, that's almost impassable too for anybody. And today we passed a truck which was bogged and on a really extreme angle, with about 50 trucks lined up trying to get through on the secondary road. So the roads are getting cut up something terrible. So we're a little bit battered and bruised, but we're still smiling and still enjoying it.
What about has there been any danger? I mean, this is far-flung parts of the world where anything can happen and people carry guns and things like that. And, I mean, you'd say the word Afghanistan and it sort of sends a shiver up your spine. Has there been any close calls at all, Brian?
The military presence down here is enormous. Everywhere you go, you get stopped and checked. Your passports, your documentation, your permit to travel into this area is a special permit, and they check all that. There is supposedly a market that happens in a little place further down, which we were at on a Saturday morning, but that's been cancelled for the last 3 weeks. It's a market that runs the people from Tajikistan and Afghanistan meet right on the border. There's a little marketplace, and foreigners can go there and talk to the local Afghani people. But there's been tensions down here, there's no doubt about that. From May onwards, there'd been some fighting going on. We've passed army checkpoints with guns ported into Afghanistan and things like that. But for personal safety for us, it really hasn't been an issue. There's a few travellers going through here, mostly Europeans, and they've experienced the same, that we're well protected by the army presence, and we're now moving away from this area and going to head north. So for us, the personal danger level is probably diminishing now. It's no doubt it's been undercurrent through here all the time, Darren and Jane, but for us it hasn't been so bad.
So where's to next, Brian?
Jane, we're heading north up into Kyrgyzstan now. Darren, you like your stands, I know. So Kyrgyzstan is the next stop at Osh, which is a town just across the border. We will have a couple of days rest after crossing some pretty rugged mountain passes to get there. And from that point on, we'll move up towards Bishkek, across the border into Kazakhstan to Almaty. and hopefully catch up with some Aussies that we know are travelling in that part of the world too. So Almaty is a pretty modern capital city, so hopefully we can get some bits and pieces we need for the bike.
It's the first time I've ever seen countries on a map that you're talking about. You never look at maps that I'm looking at now. Osh in Kazakhstan.
That's right, Darren. There's all these strange name places. Look, I've got to say, the people here are so friendly. We crossed the border into Tajikistan and pulled into a service station to fuel up. Filled up the bike, and the owner came out with a watermelon and a rock melon to give to us.
Oh.
We were travelling on a motorbike. We haven't got room. And he was so offended when we couldn't take it. And every village you go to, the kids wave to you, hello, welcome, welcome.
Oh.
Everywhere you go, that's the sort of response you get. It really is quite amazing. And people will go out of their way to help you. If you just pull up on the side of the road just for a break, a car will come past and they'll stop, squeal at brakes and stick their head out the window and say, okay. That's what it's like.
Oh, well, that's good to hear.
In the middle of nowhere, in the middle of I can't even say the name. Kyrgyzstan. Yeah, certainly can't spell it, let alone say it, but it's amazing. Good on you, Brian.
Brian, stay safe. It sounds as though we've been very lucky to get through to you on this weekend. And as you said, you've been out of contact for most of the week. So hopefully we'll try again next week and speak to you from Osh, which is up in where? Which stan is that in, Jane?
This Kyrgyzstan.
Well done, Jane. Thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
Okay. Brian Ricks, former head of the Victorian Homicide Squad and member of the Victoria Police Force for many years.
I hope his bike's going all right.
I know.
Last week it was a bit dodgy.
Yeah, well, he said he's done some few soft landings in the sand and stuff. It's getting tough out where he is. More calls coming up. This is the Big Backyard.
Thought the ski season was here? Think again. The demons are up and about.